A few years ago, I was at a parish council meeting, and the meeting began with the gospel reading we heard today, the passage where Jesus says to the Canaanite woman, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." One of the parish council members, who is also a mother, said two things that were very interesting, and I'm going to share them with you. She said, "A mother will do anything for her children, even be willing to be called a dog." And then she said, "It took a persistent mother to teach the world that God belongs to all and all belong to God." This gospel reading always raises questions in people's minds, particularly if Jesus was really discriminating this woman who was not an Israelite, that she was a Canaanite. So I wish today to provide some historical context for this passage so we may understand it better and perhaps correctly. And so in my 3 points, I'm going to give you the Old Testament context, and I'm going to go back to that reading from Isaiah. I'm going to give you the New Testament context, and I'm going to rely on today's second reading, and then of course a little bit from the gospel reading. And my third point, I would like to draw some practical implications from these readings. Jesus, I'm saying Mass, I can't answer that right now. So here's the Old Testament context. To understand the story of the Canaanite woman, we must first understand the history of the people of God. So let's begin with the first reading. Isaiah's statement, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples," is key to understanding today's gospel reading. You know that Israel's story began with Abraham. Later, it led to the choice of an insignificant, powerless, and enslaved people, the Israelites, as God's own people. Now, God did not choose Israel because Israel was worthy, but precisely because Israel was unworthy. However, God's choice of Israel was not an exclusive choice. The plan was that all other people would find Israel's existence, her relationship with God, and her relationship among its own people so fascinating that every nation would come to know, love, and do homage to Israel's God. That's the plan. Hence the words in today's first reading, "The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." So God's vision for salvation is a universal vision. So that's the first Old Testament context. Here's the New Testament context. In the second reading, I'm going to take just one phrase from what Paul says today in his letter to the Romans. Paul says, "I'm speaking to you Gentiles." Boy, he was opening a can of worms when he said that. "I am speaking to you Gentiles." But this little phrase not only is key to the continuation of Isaiah's universal vision, but it also helps us to gain further understanding into Jesus' interaction with the Canaanite woman. See, God's plan for Israel to be the magnet for other nations did not play out very well. You know that from the New Testament history. In fact, Jesus became the epitome of Israel's rejection of her election by God. On the other hand, in the post-resurrection times, the Gentile world became the hotspot for Christian activity. So on the one hand, Israel had rejected Jesus, but the people who were Gentiles, foreigners, outsiders, the Christian activity became truly spectacular among them. So in the early church, this created tensions between the Jewish and Gentile Christians. The children versus stray dogs comment that Jesus makes serves to highlight the tension that existed between the Jewish and Gentile Christians. That's what's really going on in the story. But Matthew also tells us how tensions can be resolved. The encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite mother happened in the region of Tyre and Sidon. Historically, if you know that, geographically, if you know that, it's very significant because Matthew is telling us that Jesus had crossed into pagan territory. Tyre and Sidon were outside the boundaries of Israel. In other words, contrary to accepted practice, Jesus had crossed into forbidden territory. However, there is a larger movement from the Canaanite woman who represents the Gentiles in the church. She addresses Jesus as Lord, Son of David. That's a messianic title. In other words, Gentiles are recognizing Jesus as the Messiah. In other words, whereas Jesus broke a geographical barrier, the Canaanite woman crossed a theological barrier and accepted him as Messiah. The important thing is also that there is a movement from both sides, Jesus and the woman. And lo and behold, it leads to a miracle. Through this passage, Matthew tells us that in the early church, Gentile Christians have the same place as the Jewish Christians. In fact, he sets Gentile Christians as examples of faith. And so Jesus says to the woman, who is not an Israelite, "Great is your faith." So now let me draw three practical implications from today's scripture readings. Take this home with you and please reflect on it. First, there simply is no substitute for faith. There simply isn't. The mother who pleads for her daughter's healing puts no limit on what she will do for her daughter, including being called a dog. The more I think about it, in one sense, she represents God, who will do everything for God's children. God gave us Jesus. Jesus showed us God's unfathomable love. And Jesus loved us more than his own life. Now, all that is required of us is to put our faith in this God of love, like the woman in today's gospel reading. That's the first practical implication. The second practical implication: there are too many people making claims to exclusivity in our world today. More and more people are rejecting others based on their race, nationality, religion, gender, class, citizenship, and many other factors. What about us? Are there people whom we ignore? Are there people whom we treat with disdain or contempt? Are there people we call dogs, or perhaps even worse? Perhaps we might consider breaking some barriers and entering into alien territory and get to know others a little better, which is what Jesus did. I hope we can learn from that mother at that parish council meeting who said, God belongs to all and all belong to God. Perhaps we can learn from today's scripture where God says through Isaiah, my house is a house of prayer for all peoples. And finally, we must be a people of dialogue. In the Gospels, Jesus entered into dialogue with other people outside the realm of Israelite society besides this Canaanite woman. Remember his conversation with the Samaritan woman, the Syrophoenician woman, the Roman centurion whose servant was healed? Jesus entered into dialogue with people who were outside the realms of society. In all these instances, dialogue between people who did not get along or were even enemies led to miracles. We live in very toxic times today. And I believe more than ever that there is tremendous need for dialogue between peoples now. Dialogue and conversations only lead to positive outcomes and perhaps even miracles. The Eucharist is a sacrament of love. I pray, let it be. I pray, may it be. People of God said, amen. I wish I was speaking to a Baptist audience. They would have said, amen. People of God said, amen. Thank you.